In the summer of 1979, the small town of Charles County, Maryland, was shaken to its core when 28-year-old mother Vicki Lynn Belk was reported missing. The following day, a chilling discovery was made in the woods, forever changing the lives of those involved. This is the story of a cold case that has haunted investigators for over four decades. Hey y'all, this is Kelly with Brothers of Murder, bringing you a mini one-shot case today. So on August 28th, 1979, Vicki Belk's boyfriend reported her missing after she failed to return home from work at the Department of Agriculture. Concerns grew as the young mother never returned to her apartment in Sweetland, Maryland. But it wasn't until a local teen stumbled upon a gruesome sight while biking through Bryan's Road that the case turned dark. Just 20 feet from the road, he discovered the lifeless body of Vicki Belk. The medical examiner confirmed her identity, and the shocking revelation that she had suffered a gunshot wound sent shockwaves through the community. A murder investigation was launched, but as the years passed, the case turned cold, leaving Vicki's family desperate for answers. But the investigators never gave up. Decades later, a breakthrough came in the form of advanced DNA testing. The Charles County Sheriff's Office forensics team subjected Vicki's clothing to the latest technology and a DNA profile emerged. This profile was entered into the Combined DNA Index System, CODIS for short, leading to a startling discovery. The CODIS system found a match to the DNA profile on November 1st, 2022, pointing to 63-year-old Andre Taylor, who had a history as a convicted offender. Surprisingly, Taylor had just lived a few miles from where Vicki's life was tragically taken. Investigators faced a challenge, realizing Taylor had no recorded address since 2019. However, with the joint efforts of local and federal authorities, a search warrant for Taylor's DNA was obtained, eventually leading to his arrest in Washington, D.C. The long-awaited arrest brought a glimmer of hope for Vicki's family, who had waited for justice nearly 44 years. Vicki Belk, a devoted mother, sister, and friend, left behind a 7-year-old son, Lamont, who grew up without knowing his mother. Her parents, who tirelessly sought for answers, passed away without witnessing the day an arrest was made. As the arrest news broke, emotions ran high for Vicki's sister, Kay Belk, and the entire family. The community shared in their relief that justice was finally in motion. Andre Taylor was charged with first-degree murder, first-degree rape, and second-degree rape, and is currently being held without bond. But the question still lingered. What connection, if any, did Taylor have with Vicki? Investigators found no initial evidence linking them in the original 1979 report. Vicki's memory lives on through the Vicki Belk Foundation, established by her family through the Oakland Baptist Church, providing educational scholarships to graduating seniors. The foundation honors Vicki's love for education and her dedication to the youth. As the case progresses, Charles County Sheriff Troy D. Berry reaffirmed the department's commitment to seek justice for victims no matter how long it takes. The arrest serves as a reminder to the dedication of those who never stop searching for answers. In this mini episode, we delve into the story of Vicki Lynn Belk, a case that haunted investigators for 44 years until a break in the DNA testing led to an arrest. Join us as we explore the journey to uncover the truth, seek justice, and honor the memory of a beloved mother whose life was cut short. We will be adding links to her foundation and encourage you to check them out. Stick around for the music and kisses from the homies.
And now, a short commercial break.
Chasing shadows ends in empty. It's not the same without you here. I thought I know you even made some plans. The truth is hard cause nothing's true. Sense of comfort doesn't last much time when absence fills the empty room. And it comes time to choose what to take and what to leave behind. I can't leave the missing you. It's so typical, swear I already know. People that come and go, and it's so difficult these days. I'm tired of seeing things the same way. No, all the symptoms that you left behind, I never know what's coming. No, 1 minute head out the window, we were killing time, and then you were gone, and there was nothing new for a period of time. I sensed a pattern, and I feel the time just passes by. It's not the same, but not much is different. But what's changed so much is how we used to try. No, we don't, we're just indifferent. It's so typical, swear I already know how many people that come and go. And it's so difficult these days, I'm tired of seeing things the same way. I'm tired of seeing things the same way.